go home now.
He's trying to lift 1,000 pounds so he can lift half of a car if a car falls on a person. But he's just doing it so that he can lift 1,000 pounds.
Yeah,
he and other care. Big guys go, that's more than I can lift.
Yeah,
he's doing it purely.
And other like aspiring big guys are like, that's inspiring. To who?
Other inspiring big guys are like, one day I want to be bigger than that big guy.
Yeah, it's inspiring for the dumbest reason.
I love categorizing aspiring weightlifters as aspiring big guys. It makes me picture like a 2-inch tall guy who's like, one day I'll be big.
Yeah, I'll but no, instead it's like incels. Yeah, that are just sick of not getting any women because of their horrible personalities. So they're like, maybe I just got to be bigger.
Maybe it's a size thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor, are we recording?
We are rolling.
Oh, sweet.
So welcome to the boys episode. Yeah, this is just the boys episode. Today. We were just talking before the episode rolled about how being rich sort of makes you a woman in a lot of ways. Like Lucas wears nice clothing. That's woman coded.
Yeah, that's definitely women.
He has like art in his apartment. Women coded. Uh-huh. He has a fluffy bed. Women coded. And he doesn't like sports.
Yeah, he hates sports.
Yeah.
He hates when he can't like predict the outcome of something.
Yeah.
That's like his least favorite thing.
Yes, true. He doesn't like games either. Yeah. Because he won.
Yeah. He's like, why would I even chance losing?
Why would I play sorry when I already have $100 million? I already won at the game of life. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Instead of playing games, he wants to sit around and go, how much money do you have? Oof. I've got more than that.
He wants to multiply his already multiplied money.
He wants to put down $10 and then have 20 by the end.
Yeah. When he's talking to you, all he sees is 100 million with a 2 exponent. Times itself.
It's just like very feminine to be a rich guy.
Little bit, yeah.
Just dress. I think mostly it's dressing well is just super feminine. Mm-hmm. You know,
going to like fashion stuff, like
just being into fashion. He thrifts the way like women thrift. Like he has the money to do so. But most guys, unless you have $100 million, most guys are like, I'm not going to spend money on thrifting clothing.
Like you either have the most money or the least money.
What, if you're thrifting?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no middle class thrifters.
Yeah.
It's either guys that have to or guys that want to. That want to seem poor.
Yes. It's almost like you thrift if you're rich just because you know you'll be taking it out of someone else's hands.
Yes. You know what else is a very rich, very extremely rich or extremely poor activity is cannibalism. Is you either have to eat people. Yeah. Or
you have nothing else to do.
To eat people. Yeah.
Or no one can tell you no.
Yeah. 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 Or you've eaten everything and you just want to give it a go.
Yes. You're like, no, I might as well be one of the few. I'm already one of the few with all this money.
Yeah.
What else can I be one of the few with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You look at your butler and you go, he's done just about everything for me except one thing.
You know what? Okay.
He's just given his hand to me for me to munch on.
Yeah. Dude, I've been playing a lot of chess lately. And you know, like when you get like a...
What?
Yeah, like a lot
what
of
what happened?
I decided I wanted to.
Oh. John, that's so out of character.
Do you play chess ever?
No, but you would think that I would. Just based on how autistic I am. But that's like so... That's so not John of you. Why did you... What sparked that?
Me and Ruby started playing then over the phone, and then I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. So I like downloaded the chess app and I've just been playing speed chess. It's pretty fun.
That's
I've
really
kind of been
fun.
Al's been mad at me. I've been kind of addicted to it.
That's really
and really not paying mind to our relationship very much. And I got a long text today. But you know what?
Oh no, John.
You know what rich people remind me of?
What?
It's like, you know, like when you get how the knight moves in like the L shape.
Yeah.
I feel like an old black guy, like giving life lessons to someone at the park.
Yeah.
Kids sit down. No, but like, you know how like the knight will like move in
and
the L.
And that's how you topple the queen.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel.
You're like, whoa.
Well, this is more of an
allegory. How did he time the lesson with the game? How did he know exactly when he was going to topple my queen and time the lesson to sync up with when he toppled it?
It's almost like there's so many moves in the game. There's infinite lessons to be learned. But you know how, like, okay, the knight can, like, jump over things?
You start. Just moving the pawn up two spaces.
And that's how you get the game. All right, really? So you know how, like, the knight can jump over people? And sometimes you get the knight in, like, a position where it can kill, like, five guys at once?
Yes.
That's how it feels to be, like... Like, I feel like the being rich is like getting to the part where no one can touch you, but you can, like, do all these things.
Mm.
But then the second you go into pedophilia or cannibalism or making diseases to make a vaccine for, that's when you start to put yourself in positions where you can get caught.
Oh,
and
no.
And that's the only time you, because you feel powerful, you're like, I can do this. But then it's like, no, the FBI was investigating you that whole time. There was a surveillance camera and the whistleblower, you know. Like, that's how it feels to be rich, is to be a knight. And then how it feels to be poor is to be a pawn. I mean,
no, I would say be a bishop, because you can only move, but in, like, a weird way. Like, you only go diagonal. You're like, I want to go straight there. And then the world just kind of moves you diagonally. And you're like, wait, but I want to be in the... Oh, no, but I wanted to be... Oh, it's behind
me. Damn it.
Shit. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm just going up the work and time graph.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Being rich... Well, being rich is, I would say, to extend this chess analogy, I love... By the way, you're the best guy ever. I love that you've just been playing chess and now everything is related to chess.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes for, like, a few days. And then
I know
once you do a new thing, then it's like, all right,
then everything's like that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a few months ago, everything was Madden Mobile.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a silver pack from the pro draft pack. That's what being rich is like.
It's like when you get a rare card in Ultimate Team, and then you can plug him in as your wide receiver.
It's like a mythic Tua Tagovailoa. You have to work really hard for it, but sometimes you can just buy it.
you in a week. It's like jerking off a bunch to hentai.
Sometimes you're like, is this how I'm supposed to live my life? And then it's like, well, I don't really care what anyone else thinks.
Well, it feels good, so let's do it.
Yeah, well, it feels good and no one can tell me no. You can literally find metaphors for wealth inequality in every single thing.
Every single thing. Yeah. Yeah. But do you want to think of another example, or I'm sort of done on this.
It's like painting. You can be bad at it if you have a lot of money and it'll be win awards. Yeah, that's more of just truth.
No, that's good.
In art.
That's good.
That's like, I mean, have you ever seen, like, modern art that's so dumb and so bad? And then it's like the only white artist in the museum.
Yeah.
Like, we were looking at, weren't we at the museum when it was like by the bathroom? It was like,
yep.
It was like, where was Tank Man? Where was that? The dude who stood in front of the tank. You remember that?
Was that a different museum?
This is just the country of origin.
Oh, Tiananmen Square. That was in China.
Yeah. So, like, Tiananmen Square, like, around that, there was, like, this artist who had, like, pictures of the war, and it was all, like, by the bathroom at this museum. And it's like, you kind of have to be shitting if you want to see the art. But then it's like, there's, like, a whole room that was just, like, those white people who, like, painted their butts and played a video of it. That's how easy it is to make it if you're white in something. But if you're, like, anyone who's struggling, it's like,
dude,
can't even buy space. It's like, this is what it looked like before my dad was shot by the firing squad. And it's just like, you hear toilets flushing as you're looking at it.
You're peeing on a urinal cake. Oh my God. Is that a piece of art from a different country?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's really, really valuable African art. And they put it as a urinal cake?
They put it as like a cover for the urinal. It's like you're pissing in, like, a mask's mouth.
Whatever it misses, it is just game, covered though. In piss. Yeah. It's just dripping with piss.
Yeah, people miss intentionally.
That really is what it's like. Wait, so I was also thinking about this, how easy it is if you're white, but I forget in what context. I was just, what was I doing this weekend where I was, how easy it is to be white. Fuck, I totally forget.
I mean, look, I'm not saying it's easy for every white person. I'm just saying if you have the right circumstances,
yes,
it's definitely easy. It's mostly easier for white people.
Yeah. It's easier for rich people, first of all.
Yeah. Rich any color, first of all.
Yeah, it's very, quite easy. And it's certainly harder to be black and rich than to be white and rich.
But it's way easier to be black and rich than white and poor.
I don't know.
Offending the black rich people that listen to the podcast.
I don't know if that's true.
I gotta imagine it is. I mean,
yeah, you gotta imagine it is, right?
What do you think it's why would it be harder? Don't you think it's because, like, mostly wealth inequality that's like the leading cause of problems, not racism?
Definitely. And I think the leading cause of problems for black people is wealth inequality too. But you're still, I guess I just don't know what it's like to experience racism. So I just don't know how difficult that makes your life. But certainly I would believe that the hardest thing is the most liberal thing to say.
Connor, pull up a picture of a happy black guy.
Connor, pull up a picture with of a money trans
sign.
Person.
Yeah.
The money sign. Pull up a money grubbing Jew and then sub in a black guy. Let's get that going, Connor.
I'm not saying it's not hard to be black.
No.
I'm saying if you're black and rich, it's definitely easier than being a poor person.
It does. I mean, certainly you would believe that it would be. You certainly would likely be easier. Yeah. You'd have to believe that. Yeah. I mean, if you're like really, if you've been to like really, really poor, like Alabama poor, where it's like literally a different country, like you can't imagine people being that poor. Like they literally live off of food that they grow themselves. Shudder to think to grow your own food. To fish not for sport but to eat.
Fishing without your dad, just by yourself because you need to eat.
Fishing desperately, like like trying to wait fast. Trying to wait fishing. For a bite quickly, like I'm really please. hungry.
Fishing desperately because your mom is coughing.
Tuberculosis ridden mother is coughing, and you need to get her fish because that might help.
Because that's the only edible thing nearby.
Certainly, I would imagine that like certainly that level tough. Of white and poor is probably more difficult than like being raised in Manhattan and being black. And you do deal with, you know, racism, pretty bad racism, no matter your socioeconomic status. But you're not like, it's not a survival thing. You know,
I always think
unless
about,
there's cops around, in which case it's totally a survival thing, no matter how rich you are.
I always think of like that Earl Sweatshirt line where he's like too black for the white kids and too white for the black.
Yeah.
And it makes me think he's either
that's
came
me,
from,
dude. That's me.
Well, to me, it makes me think he either came for money or he's just not fun to be around for any race. It's either you're
hey, Earl, you ever considered you have a bad personality?
Yeah, it's like you're either just like kind of boring and like not fun to be around, or you're just like you have like a snobby attitude and you try to hang out with white people that are racist.
Maybe you're just rich. Kind of a douche, Earl.
Yeah.
You ever considered that? Maybe it's not a racial thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like weird out people of all races.
It could literally be, you know. I don't know. I just think I hate when I hear singers or rappers or any kind of music when they try to talk about their problems and they have like a huge fan base when it's like, seems like it's kind of your fault. Like even like Olivia Rodrigo, like her breakup songs. Yeah. And you're like, no, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like even I'm just saying you're like, I don't want beef with Olivia Rodrigo.
Dude, I'll call out Olivia on this pod.
You bitch. No. All right, I'll say it. No, I'm kidding.
I'll say it.
You didn't. Oh, yeah. It's fine if I say this?
Yeah.
Olivia, you. No, I actually really like your music, but I do think
she's
it's funny.
She's really
when
good, dude.
She's very good.
She's good.
I actually listen to a lot of her songs a lot, but then I listen to them and I want to be a little bit like Olivia because, like, Olivia.
Yeah.
Maybe you're kind of overbearing.
Maybe you're not the best girlfriend.
Maybe chill out.
I love
the music though.
So maybe for like when you get a driver's license, maybe the reason he broke up with you is that you're the kind of person that would drive by his house. It's just kind of creepy and stalky yeah. to do.
Maybe the first thing you did with your license was commit stalking.
Since last week, and now I'm following you around.
I got my driver's license last week. Now I'm punching your address into my map. You don't
now
know
I'm
that
waiting
I have
outside
your address.
Your house. Yeah.
If you get your driver's license and the first thing you think is, I need to go stalk, you're kind of a sociopath.
Today I peed in a bottle because I was too...
Because I was doing a stakeout.
I was too nervous to move from the stakeout.
It's hard to pee in a bottle when you have a vagina. It sprays all over the car, but you can't clean it up or he'll see you. If you get out with a car vac, he'll hear something down the street.
So you'll just wallow in your own pee.
You'll try to vagina piss again.
Vagina
but it'll
piss.
Get all over the ground. You kind of give up on the Gatorade bottle.
You're calling it a different thing. Ew, are you vagina peeing right now? Ew, she's not even peeing.
Ew.
She's vagina peeing.
It's getting everywhere.
Isn't that so fucked that there's just kind of goes everywhere?
I mean, I have foreskin, so I can relate.
Also, okay, this is a genuine question I have. Why are there not female urinals?
For standing up?
Just make it go out further, and then the women can pull down their pants, like, kind of like...
Because then it might need to, like...
Move up and then just stand. Is it because it goes down their leg? Is that actually why?
I feel like it's just a funny visual to, like, have your pants at your ankles and your butt out and just, like, standing while something just kind of, like... Basically just nut cups your vagina. Like, that's all that it would be.
But
would
why don't you
it.
Have that? We have ones where we just take our cock out and we just go...
It's way easier to aim it. Even, like, if you have something, like, on the vagina, it might just, like, still just, like, run down the leg.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking maybe they could get, like, a funnel. Like, maybe we could invent a female urinal that, and also, like, a funnel for, like, you, like, put it on your vagina and it could sort of funnels all your piss into the urinal.
I was thinking about that. We should make that.
Yeah, I was thinking about well, I considered that, too.
It's crazy you say that. I was just thinking about that today.
This is such a boys episode, dude.
Yeah.
Boys coming up with
boys
ideas
night.
For how women can pee better.
Boys episode where we just talk about how women suck at peeing.
Wait, also a funnel for the vagina. That's a penis. I was just inventing a penis for women. Like, and there can be like
there should be surgery for that.
Inventing trans people. And if you want to be
guy
a man, then you can be.
Yeah, men think they came up with transgenderism. Yeah. Oh my god, why don't women just get penises and stronger? You're just inventing a penis, showing it on like Shark Tank. It's just a diet. It's like you bring out like a woman. She like pulls down her pants. It's clearly just a cock. But it's like way too realistic.
Oh my gosh. Infomercial for cocks.
Infomercial for cocks. Fuck, I didn't turn off my phone. It's ringing.
Oh man. It's ringing. Who's calling? Is it Lucas?
Who did call me?
Who is it? Should we answer?
989.
All right. No, it's fine.
No, spam.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Penises for women.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I like this idea.
Let's go further with it.
Yeah,
maybe
further.
There's a place to keep their sperm. Ah, that's balls. I just invented balls again.
Wait, what could we give guys to make them have to sit down to pee besides foreskin?
Well, if we remove the penis and the balls.
And maybe like add like an outlet cock with a clit. I love that riff. That was my favorite riff you've ever had. An outlet cock with a clit. I don't have a vagina.
Why do we keep inventing genitalia by accident every episode?
I don't know.
Maybe like a way for people to like.
I feel like that's just kind of our, like you and me, whenever we're around each other.
Yeah.
Even off camera, I feel like we're just talking about cocks. And I don't know
yeah,
what that means.
We're guys.
Yeah, but I don't
this
really
is the
do
thing
that with
like
other guys. I feel like it's just when I'm around you.
Yeah, me neither. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, but your stand-up is very much about cocks.
You bring out the cock in me, man. Hey, my stand-up is about cocks, but, well, it's sort of...
But, well...
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I have, like, a couple jokes that I mention cocks. I mostly talk about not being able to get hard, which is more the function of a cock. It's like...
And that is about cocks.
No, but it's like having jokes about a car versus about driving a car, which is different. It's not like going like, oh, isn't it funny how cars look? I'm doing a joke about like, you know, when you're driving and then your dick gets soft.
And I have bits about being alive, which I was born from a cock. So I guess my material is kind of about cocks.
You were born from a cock?
Well, without a cock, I wouldn't have been born from it.
That is true.
Being born.
What about
a cock
you can push a baby out of? So it kind of has to be goes inward. That's a vagina. That looks like... I keep inventing vaginas. A cock a baby can come out of? Yeah, that exists, Jamie. It's called a pussy. Damn it.
It's called a pussy if you're ignorant.
All right, let's not talk. Well, let's well, not talk on. About a cock.
Okay. A cock. This is the worst episode. Okay, so a cock that can give birth. I imagine like those, you know, like in the movie Alien, like yeah. Those big tubes that like lay the eggs.
No, I don't know.
How it's like. Wait, is that Alien? I think it's Alien.
Big tubes that lay the eggs. Okay. I don't know. I've never seen Alien.
Connor, pull up the cock pregnant alien from Aliens.
Connor!
Connor, use the Narcan and then can you look up? Dude, I don't even know. What is even in Narcan? Just to switch subjects.
It just, I think
just to switch from cock birth.
I don't know what's in it, but it stops your body from absorbing opioids, I believe. It blocks the opioid receptors.
Hmm.
So it stops you from overdosing.
Ever seen those videos of cops that are like,
I thought you were going to say cocks.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos of cocks and going vaginas, into vaginas doing things?
Doing things?
You mean porn? Yes!
There should be a way for me to watch that.
There should be a way for me to watch people having sex, even if they're not married.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So you've been playing chess this week, dude? That's such a out of character decision to make. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think I'm just I've just been trying to find anything else to do.
You feel like you're entering a new phase of life?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I probably am entering a new phase of life.
Yeah, how would you categorize it?
Get a little bit smarter.
Okay.
And then it's my getting a little bit smarter phase of life.
I would suggest not playing chess then and maybe not watching conspiracy theory videos until 5 a.m.
I said a little bit smarter. And I learned a few new words in those conspiracy theory videos. Okay. Like adrenochrome. I don't know if it's
what does that mean?
Adrenochrome is in the pineal gland, which is allegedly.
Is it actually in the pineal gland?
They say it's when you get it's in satanic sacrifices.
Okay.
It's when you cut off someone's face and you wear it in front of them and they get so scared they build up all this adrenaline, and then you drain the blood, the adrenaline, and then you drink it and it gives you a high that of heroin.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
And that's all true?
I don't know. It could
this
be true.
This is literally,
I think it could be true. Way, I just don't think it's utilized now much.
That's an impression of you seeing a video.
Oh my God. That says really?
Wow, that's happening. That sucks.
Oh my God.
Just taking it at face value. Oh, whoa. That's horrible.
That's crazy bad.
I'm really upset about that now. I can't believe Bill Gates is doing that with the vaccines. I mean, if this guy said it, then
it must be.
Why would he think it if it's not true? Why would this guy who is filming in an apartment with absolutely no decorations, who looks crazy, has a full beard, and his eyes are crossed, why would he be wrong about that? If he thinks it, I think it too now.
I think that, yeah. Yeah, I think it's way more fun to believe wrong things. I would say I don't actually believe it, but I'd rather say I believe it, but I know I'm wrong.
Yeah, okay. That's a good, yeah, then
both
it's a choice.
Both equal zero.
Zero times anything is zero. Yeah. So it's zero.
Yeah.
I think it's not more fun to believe in adrenochrome. I would argue it's more fun to not believe that people cut off each other's faces, wear it in front of them to scare them so much that adrenaline goes through their body, and then sucking that adrenaline out of their body, drinking it, and getting high, similar to that of heroin.
Via chalice.
I would argue that that's less fun than believing that that doesn't happen. But that's just me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have any beliefs.
Wouldn't
like
it be
that.
Crazy, though, if like it actually was true and you die? And imagine just like being like kidnapped and then you get unveiled to like Hillary Clinton and she just cuts off your face.
Yeah.
And you're like, imagine you're like, no fucking way.
What? Yeah. Dude, as they're cutting my face off. Ah! Wait, but for real?
Are you kidding
There's
me?
There's no way you're about to wear this. Ah!
I gotta tell. I can't tell anyone.
She puts it on. John,
oh my God.
I'm sorry.
And I feel the adrenaline. Yeah.
I feel the And I can feel what the fear makes it produce adrenaline. Are you gonna drink this? No way.
No shit. No way.
Why is the cutting their face off part of it? Why can't you just scare them normal? Why can't you just go, whoo?
Because I don't think they would be as scared as if you were wearing their face.
But what if you just cut off their arm? Wouldn't they be just as scared as if you cut off their face?
I think it's like a ritual thing. So it's like, it's way cooler to wear the face.
I love conspiracy theories because the second you, I didn't even poke a hole. I just asked a clarifying question. You went, oh, I think it's just a ritual.
It is.
You just start to guess.
I don't know.
Facts.
Well,
like,
this is like something that goes probably, back. Like,
they probably like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably get something out of it. I had to guess.
I think it's a. I mean, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that's pretty clear.
But it does feel like it could be true.
Yeah, to you,
It doesn't feel real for like people nowadays to do that. But anytime, like anything before, like. The Renaissance. I mean, back in the Renaissance days, they would just like kill people in town square.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they also be like, what if we wore their face? They had like torture chambers and like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. And if you had enough power nowadays, wouldn't you be like,
no,
I can either be a pedophile.
Would you be like that?
I can either be a pedophile. I can.
It's so
weird.
What
was the other thing we came up with? A cannibal. Or I can be a cannibal. All of them.
Or D, all of the above.
Or I can do every single thing.
I don't know. Would you do any of those? Because no,
well, no, I don't
my
have
answer,
any, I don't have any
my
money.
Short and clear answer is no, I wouldn't do any of that.
No,
it
I don't
even
have any.
Cross
I don't have any
my
money.
Mind. You know what I would do if I had that much
if
money?
If I had that much money, yeah.
I'd just travel across the world. I'd go to like cool places across the world. And I'd eat people. Damn. Yeah, I guess I would. I guess
and I'd wear their face and get their adrenochrome. That's exactly what we were just talking
fuck
about.
Fuck yeah, I would do that.
Look, I don't think it's
well, no, I don't think here's the thing. I don't think I just wouldn't put it past anyone.
I don't see the good.
Yeah, I wouldn't
people.
Put it past anyone. But you asked me if I would do it. Here's what I would do if I were rich.
No, I didn't ask if you would
you
do
did.
It.
You did. You said would you not? You said wouldn't you if you had money? Wouldn't you do something? What would stop you? What did he say? Kind of
no,
run back the
we
tape.
Were saying if like the people that do have money, I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Except for Luke and his family. I can't see them doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Me neither. They don't seem crazy at all. I don't believe they would. They're very good people. And certainly wouldn't, I'll tell you that. You have to cut that name for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And cut us saying cut that.
Yeah, you'll cut back in here. Certainly Lucas's sister wouldn't, I'll tell you that.
And cut that too.
No.
Okay, well, don't cut that.
Everyone knows she has special needs.
All right, cut that.
What? He's talked about it a million times. I'm confused now about what you want to cut.
All right, keep it in.
You have to cut her name. Everything else can stay.
Yeah, cut that. But keep that. But cut that.
Cut him saying cut that, but keep everything else.
Yeah.
Except for her name.
Which is.
So, yeah, you're entering a new phase. You're trying to get smarter. Are you reading at all? Because that's a good, that's a good way to get smarter, I guess. I don't think there's a way to get smarter. Do you actually believe that? There's no way to actually get smarter. You're just as smart as you are.
If you're born a baby, you have to get smarter.
No, but I mean, like, once you're an adult,
you can read and learn more words and use those words in sentences.
Yeah, but can you though?
And be exposed to have more experiences.
Seen, this is a question for you, because the answer is to me is no. But I want to know if you've seen this. Have you ever seen someone go as an adult from being dumb to being smart via reading? And learning words and using them. Because I've never seen that. I've seen people that like were smart and interested in books before they were an adult, continue that into adulthood. But they were smart to begin with.
Well, I think it's like you get smarter from experiences. So you like you're smarter than you were 2 years ago. You can only get smarter than yourself, I think. I mean, you can also be smarter than other people, but...
But my point is, have you ever seen someone go from being dumb to being smart? Like, have you seen that? I've never seen anything close to that. I've seen dumb people read and start to use big words in a dumb way, but I've never seen them go to being smart.
That's a good question. I mean...
Listener, write in.
There has to be. There's just gotta be.
I can't think of an example of someone that I know personally who's gone from being a dumb person to being a smart person. I actually, you know what's interesting? You can definitely go in the reverse. I've seen a lot of smart people go to being really dumb, but I've never seen someone dumb go to being smart.
But what do you mean by smart? I think it's maybe it's just subjective. Like,
yeah,
you can get smarter than what you were, but if you're really, really, really dumb, which is also subjective.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm trying to do now is just have more, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm trying to get smarter. What am I saying? And I just want life to hurry up.
What do you mean by that? You want to be a dad or something?
You know, no, I think I just want to be, like, 30.
30? Why? But what about being 30 is nice to you? You care less?
You get a little bit more respect. You have a little more experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like 24. That's kind of like.
Yeah, you're really
especially
young.
Like doing stand up. I'm like, I'm getting kind of sick of just like being this young doing stand up.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm funnier than a lot of old people.
Yeah.
But if you say that, then you're like an asshole.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I put like a lot of effort into this and I'm like, well, yeah. You know, if I was 30, whole boy, I would be bald. I'd probably be bald.
Are you going to go bald, young?
I probably...
When'd your dad go bald?
My dad's not bald, but he has like cartoon hair where it's like the three hairs. It's so thin. My mom has great hair, though, and I heard you keep like your mom's side.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, what about your mom's... The men in your mom's family, are they bald?
They're dead.
They're dead?
They're all dead.
Oh, that's...
Not actually, bad. My uncle is still alive.
Okay. Wait, is he bald?
No. He has decent hair too.
Okay. Hmm. Oh boy.
What?
That's just like, I don't know, wishing to be a different age. I've never had that wish. I guess the only time I had it was like your age or a little younger, like just wishing I was older doing stand up.
I mean, I'm sure when I'm older, I'm going to be like, oh, I took those days for granted, but I don't care. I want to be older now because I'm young and stupid.
Yeah. Well, these days are sort of boring.
Yeah, it's like, it's just kind of repetitive.
Repetitive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's all of life, but it's just,
yeah.
Especially when you're young, like, you don't have much freedom because you're not rich. That's kind of this is the only thing that I think being born rich is what's really nice about being born rich.
The only thing? What is it?
Is, well, the best thing, yeah.
Not yeah, the only are thing you at all. Kidding me?
I think the best thing about being born rich, because there's certainly a lot of good elements to it. But I think the best thing is being young and rich. That's by far the best thing, is having freedom when you're young. Because everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people, you know, especially like in comedy, they become successful later on in their like late 30s,
yes,
early 40s, like very yeah. late, older. And so they just don't have the body they used to. They can't travel like they used to. You know, they're just older now. Whereas when you're born rich, from the age of 18, you can just have awesome experiences for 12 years and then you're 30.
And then you have a family.
Yeah. And then you can have like a family, but there's no like, I think the traditional model of like growing up in life, it's from a rich perspective. Because if you're poor, you immediately get a job and there's no time to like
yeah.
fuck around.
And it's just
never
gonna,
any, there's
you can't even
no,
own a home anymore.
Like, there's no time to enjoy any of it. You had a job from when you were right, like 18, right?
Yeah.
Or probably younger.
Yeah, when I was, yeah, like 16, 17.
Yes. Yeah. Same. And in college, did you have a job? Or were you having fun in college?
In college, yeah, I had a job. I worked at the bookstore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I had jobs. Did you have summer jobs?
Yeah.
The summer?
I was a para in the summer.
Right. Whereas if you're rich, what you do during college is you never have a job. You party all the time with your friends. You take trips with your friends. Then in the summers, you also don't get a job, or you get an internship for 2 months. And then the rest of the time you're traveling in like Europe. It's just like a different, it's an interesting life. It's so much more enjoyable to be young and rich. And also you're 20. You're 20.
Lucas is one lucky guy.
You're 20 and you've been to like 40 countries or even like 10 countries. And then that's like the biggest advantage.
You know what the worst thing is?
Just have more life experience.
The worst thing is it's not even Lucas's fault. Like
fault?
He, not even fault or even like you can't even be like, you can be like, oh, I'm jealous. But that's really all you can do is just be like, well,
you can ask him for money, which we've done. We've each done.
Have we done that? I've never asked him for money.
We asked him on the pod.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that was on the pod.
Yeah, you've never earnestly asked him behind
closed
doors.
I've never been like, hey, man.
Look.
Lucas, they're after me, man.
Look, I fell into debt with some bad people. Who is it? Okay.
So, you know the Johnny Bad Boys?
I was thinking of like a comedy venue that you didn't like pay for a couple items at. Oh, yeah. Bushwick Public House.
Honestly, the Johnny Bad Boys wouldn't be the craziest
name for
name.
That.
Yeah.
For like a Bushwick. Yeah, that's true. But no, I always think about that. Like, how cool would your life be? What would you have done if you were rich when you were 18? If you had money to do whatever you wanted when you were 18, what would you have done? I'll tell you what I would have done. Not proud of this. Bought a lot of prostitutes. Bought sex from a lot of prostitutes. I wouldn't have bought them.
You know what I think I really would have done? If I was still instilled with the values of like teacher parents and like,
mm-hmm.
and then I became with a lot of money.
Yeah.
First I would get.
Became with a lot of money.
Yeah. I would get a house, like a big, nice house. I would go to every sporting event I ever wanted to.
Yeah.
I'd take a private jet to every single big sporting event like the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I would become the leading contributor to the Vikings. I'd buy the team. I mean, how much money? I think sports are the most fun thing. So I'd want to be around the fun. It's crazy that Lucas doesn't like sports. It's like, this is the one thing in your life that you can't control.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
To be like,
oh, yeah, true. Like gambling or something. Yeah. But Lucas doesn't have, well, I guess he has like a social media addiction, but he's not a very addictive guy in general.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess like.
Have you ever seen.
What I would do if I were that rich, realistically, I would have started betting at a very young age and become addicted to that. And then I would be broke again. I'm not a guy who has money. Like, I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
I you can't trust me with money. I can't trust myself.
I spend it really, really fast.
I spend it fast and it's because I like it. I like that feeling.
Dude, whenever I have, or have you seen that episode of Twilight Zone where the burglar dies and goes to heaven and he's getting everything he ever wanted. And then he's like, I can't take it. I'm getting everything I ever wanted. Okay, how about this? I want to rob a bank. And he's talking to this angel. He's like, I want to rob a bank and I want some, there's a chance I go to prison. And then the angel's like, all right, yeah, you got like a 40% chance you'll go to prison. Is there anything else that you want? He's like, I don't want a percent chance. I just don't want to know if I'm going to go to prison. What is this? I thought this was heaven, or like this is heaven. Can I get whatever I want? And then he's like, the angel's like, wait, you thought this was heaven?
It's hell.
It's hell.
Whoa. Wait, well, how's that relevant to what we were talking about?
It's about getting everything you ever wanted.
Oh, okay. Okay. And it's hell. Oh, interesting.
It can be perceived as hell.
It could be perceived as hell. Yeah. I get that. Like, there's that Jim Carrey speech online. Have you seen it? Where he's like really rich and successful. It's like came out recently, like in the last like 10 years. So he's like Jim Carrey. He's like mad famous and rich. And he goes, I wish that everyone could get everything they ever wanted and realize all of their dreams. So they realize that that's not enough. And I go, yeah, what about this? Fuck you, Jim Carrey.
What about this?
I'm sure almost everyone, if that happened to almost everyone, they'd be happy. It's just you suck.
Yeah.
You're not satisfied with it.
You just have too much money now that you feel like you have to give advice, even though it's bad. Your advice should be as goofy as you can. That should be your
Jim
specific
Carrey, what
advice.
About your advice being, how about you talk like this?
Yeah. How about you have a face that bends funny? That should be his advice. Stretch your face out and overact.
Yeah.
Which I think he's great. I love Jim Carrey's acting. Now he has a beard and paints.
Jim Carrey, I have some advice for you. What about being even a little bit actually funny instead of pretending so hard? What about this, Jim Carrey? Be yourself and maybe that's funny. Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, yourself is a guy with pseudo bullshit wisdom.
Yeah.
How about you keep on pretending and going, yeah. That's going to work for you.
And then speak at college campuses.
No, don't do that is my point.
No, he
just
should.
Be the guy who goes, I'm the mess. Not a bad Jim Carrey.
Actually pretty good. Look, Jim Carrey is very funny. But not Jim Carrey.
I fully disagree. Not Jim He's Carrey. Never made me laugh. He's the kind of guy I hate. He's just silly. And I go, there's nothing funny about that. What about this? What about saying something really dark?
Here's what I think.
That's funny to me.
I think Jim Carrey would have been the funniest person of all time if he would have remained the same. But he's decided to go, because you can't deny he's not the funniest actor.
What? I'm telling you, I don't think he's funny at all, even a little. Like, I literally hate Jim Carrey. I don't think he's funny even a little bit.
How?
Because he's the kind of, it's just the kind of comedy I don't think is funny at all. It's like he's making strange faces, but there's no justification for him being a weirdo. So I'm like, what's funny about just being a weirdo?
Well, he's acting
purpose?
In like a movie.
That's not a I mean, in the movie, there's no reason for him to be acting weird as fuck. There's no reason for him to go, yeah. I think I'll say this. He's a good actor. He's very good. Truman Show.
Truman Show is great.
Great job. Is he funny? Not even slightly. Not even slightly for a moment. Yep.
Wow, this is crazy. Yeah. I love Jim Carrey. I think he's great.
What do you like about him? Do you like the fact that people don't make faces like that, but he does? Because it's like, to me, it's like the dumbest kind of comedy. It's like just a guy going.
I don't think that's all he
like
does.
Like Dumb
though.
And Dumber? You've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
His faces are, Dumb and Dumber's great.
So fine, sounds. He makes sounds too.
He makes funny sounds. He's funny faces. Look, there's more to comedy than
it's not funny. It's just different. It's odd. Like my argument is there's a difference between the faces he makes, which are just strange, and like actually being funny.
Yes.
You know,
I do agree that it's not like what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying you can't think he's funny. I'm just saying that's my argument for why he's not. Is I go, the fact he can make weird faces isn't on its own funny. There has to be like another thing.
But my argument is that why would everyone think he's so funny then? Is it because everyone's mentally ill?
I'm not arguing that you don't think he's funny or other people don't. I'm arguing that I don't think he's funny. And here's why. I think their
But you can't see why people think he's funny then?
No, I get why.
Why do you think people think he's funny then?
I understand why people think he's funny. It's because he's making faces people don't make generally in life. Right?
I guess.
And they go, that's silly. It makes them laugh because they go, oh, I've never seen something like that. Is that funny? Like, does that make me laugh now? I go, oh, he's doing something weird. That's odd and off-putting. When I see Jim Carrey act, I go, oh, he's being really strange. if he were like that in real life, I would walk away.
Yeah.
I'd go, this guy has special needs.
What about...
Dude, how much of comedy is just acting like you have special needs, but clearly not having it? That's like a lot of comedy. That's like Jim Carrey's comedy, is he's like, what if I was strange and odd? And you're like, then you'd have autism, man. I don't think just having autism is funny.
It kind of is, though. I mean, what are you talking about, man?
Fine, a little
Jim Carrey's hilarious, dude.
It's a little bit funny to have autism, but not to not know it is what's funny. It's weird to like on purpose behave like you have it, to be like saying odd things and looking in an odd way when in reality you don't do that. Anyway, my point is just this, which is when he said, I hope everyone can get everything they ever wanted and realize it's not enough. I go, okay, then make it happen for me, Jim. If having all that money makes you sad, give me all the money and then you go off and do what makes you happy if that's not what makes you happy. Oh, pretty quickly you're going to go, wait, the money is kind of important.
I agree. What I think you're doing,
wait,
though,
I need the money.
Can I say what I think you're doing is discrediting his lengthy body of work, which is very good. Because now he has a beard, paints, and gives wisdom, but it's not real wisdom.
No. Like, I was saying I never thought he was funny ever. Like, I literally never got it.
There's no way.
What?
I just don't buy it.
No, like, as a kid, truly, as a kid, I was like, what the heck is he doing? I was like, this is, like, odd.
And is that because, like, you had bad home life and...
I actually think yes. Partially is because of the darkness of my own life. I can't find like someone doing something silly funny. I'm like, Jim Carrey is like, hello. And I'm like, yeah, my parents were divorced when I was 5, Jim. So you're going to need something really fucked up to make me laugh. Ooh, Jim, what about this? Hitting a young kid in the nuts with a hammer.
I like how you're like, Jim Carrey's the weird one. Who would laugh at that? You're like, can you like just talk about like if you caught your dad having an affair and and you didn't want to tell your mom?
No, you know what I liked growing up is I liked Tosh.0 because it was one, it was fucked up things happening, but then two, it was him making fun of the fucked up things that had happened.
Yeah.
That's what's funny to me is Tosh.0, who's very like snarky and sarcastic and mean, making fun of shitty things that happen to people. It's not like a guy being like, hello, I'm Jim. I do a pretty good Jim Carrey.
But you're saying that like that's like he enters scene as Jim Carrey. In The Grinch, no one could have played The Grinch like him.
The Grinch, yeah. I'm saying he's a good actor. He's just not funny. Like, he's never made me laugh. He has made me go, wow, that was a great performance, like in Truman Show. But he's never made me laugh. Like in Yes Man, did you see Yes Man? I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. And I'm just like, all right, he's singing weird. What the fuck is funny about this?
Yeah, I think it's just a different kind of humor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you had a good childhood, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Are your parents still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
You're so lame, dude. Sorry. That's really sad.
At least I don't need to laugh at an orphan cutting themselves. There's definitely been people. I mean, like 50 Cent and Tupac, they talk about how they had a hard life, and they always talk about how Jim Carrey's one of the funniest guys.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to convince me that I think he's funny? I just don't think he's funny.
No, what I'm trying to say is you're wrong.
That's a valid argument. But why do you think he's funny? Because he's being strange.
It's because he commits fully to what he's doing.
Yeah.
Which is, first off, impressive, not funny, but impressive to commit fully. And then also...
I can do that.
Hello. He's great at improv.
I just did it. Wasn't that
funny? No, but your face doesn't bend.
So it's his face. Yeah. His face can do things other faces can't.
His decision-making.
Decision-making?
Like how he wants the character to be in a movie.
Okay. What if he wants
that try to rip off Jim Carrey. They're just not as talented.
What if he wants the character to be like this? Hello.
Look, not every... I'm
Why
not saying,
is that the decision
I'm
he
not
makes
saying
every
time? Every
character
he's played has been funny. I think he's had bit, everyone's had, not every bit you've had has been funny. Not every bit I've had has been funny. But yeah. You can't be like, all of it sucks because you saw him in Ace Ventura one time go, right.
Now you're on the train. That was a good impression, dude. And it wasn't funny at all. I just think like, yeah, no. I was just letting you know he's never made me laugh, but that was all. I wasn't like trying to get into a whole discussion. It's just I've never thought he was funny.
But
it was
just,
mostly about.
I just don't believe that. I don't believe it.
What?
I can't. I just don't buy it.
What do you think I'm saying this? Why do you think I would say that?
Because it's like.
So all the pod listeners want to fuck me?
Yeah, sort or not that, but yeah, like
he doesn't even make me laugh a little.
It's kind of
I'm
yeah,
like the bad boy.
It's like
the
cool guy.
I have
thing.
Like a leather jacket. I'm like, what's funny about being silly? Smoking a cigarette all of a sudden. What's funny is darkness.
What's so
fucking.
Funny about that? Yeah.
What's funny is fucking you in the ass. Like, what do you mean? Why would I?
I mean, there is part of me that kind of thinks that is that it's like cooler to not think Jim Carrey's funny, but I don't think it's cooler. And you're not getting me.
Okay, yeah, I know you think he's funny. I'm not trying to, I was never trying to convince you that he's not funny. I was just explaining why I don't think he is. Uh-huh. Which is to say, just doing an odd thing isn't funny. Oh, look, Jim, I put a water bottle on my head. Is that hilarious? What's funny about this? Oh, look. No one's laughing.
You know what I think it is, too, is that in stand-up, you know that it's the person that wrote it, like they're the funny person. They wrote everything. They're doing the act. But when you watch a movie, you can't tell what is like written in and he's just copying and what is genuinely hilarious because he improv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, and none of it is funny.
I've seen his stand up and it's pretty good.
Yeah, stand up's
pretty
funny.
He's pretty good at stand up, like pretty good. But his acting is just terrible. Anyway,
you just said his acting was good.
No. His comedic acting. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I know. His comedic acting, it's not terrible. It just doesn't make me laugh. How about? Because it is impressive how fully he commits to doing this.
What about in Dumb and Dumber when he fake vomits?
when he goes, fake vomits?
It's so funny, dude. He's just hilarious.
I love it. I love him. He's so funny. I was just kidding. He's hilarious.
I'm just kidding.
No. I don't like him. But the point was the speech he made, which is,
yeah,
I hate when anyone who's successful or rich says that. It's like, all right, well, then give me all of your money if that's not what makes you happy. And no, you're never going to do that. You know why? Because you even know you're bullshitting.
Yeah.
You know that that's not true. Give me all your money. Switch places with me. Take my $1,200 apartment living with John, Aloe, and Ruby, and then I'll live in your Malibu mansion as well as your gigantic lodge in
Colorado.
You can
start from scratch.
And your vacation home in Banff National Park, Canada. What about that? We'll trade places. We'll see who's happier. You don't think it helps even a little, Jim?
Huh, Jim?
Jim?
Yeah, the advice you should give should be, here's how you make money. All right, we should probably wrap up this pod because we got to do a Patreon one too, or maybe this will be, I don't know if this is Patreon or not.
I don't know, but follow John on social media, John Henry Kennedy.
Can I go home now?